I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Bill Saunders, superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools, and he told us about a special activity going on at the Marquette Schools, remembering Tom Baldini. He also shared a couple of important dates with some musical and stage performances as we get closer to the holidays. Here's more with Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders.
This Friday, 10:15, in the Little Theater at Marquette Senior High School, we're going to have our inaugural Tom Baldini Soapbox Challenge. Tom meant a lot to the district, our community. He served on our Education Foundation for almost 40 years, was one of the folks that started the Education Foundation, which provides student scholarships for our graduating seniors. But, you know, Tom also served on the city commission. He also worked in several government administrations. And so Tom was very civic minded. He started as a teacher, Marquette Area Public Schools, worked his way up into the business office as an associate superintendent. And then, of course, he left to do some of that government work. But when he passed, we were approached a benefactor from actually out of state that said, hey, you know, here's a way that we can remember Tom that really pays tribute to what he stood for.
Yeah, what is this program, the Soapbox Challenge? What's going on with that?
So the Soapbox Challenge is really part of the Mikvah Institute, and what that institute is all about, nonpartisan. It's about developing youth leaders, championing youth voice, and transforming civic education. And that's kind of the three pillars that curriculum stands for. And so a couple of our teachers adopted that then through, again, that benefactor got some professional development training. And what will happen with the Soapbox Challenge this Friday, students are going to pick something that's going to have an impact on the community. Again, I don't know what that subject matter will be, but here's something that we think we can do to better our community. And they're going to write a speech about that. And then they're going to be on their soapbox, right? They're going to be telling us about how we can improve some facet of life in our community. And they're actually going to be judged on that speech. And then the winner here will go to the national Soapbox Challenge event and compete for tens of thousands of dollars in scholarships and other opportunities.
And that's all in Tom's memory, which I think is a great thing because he was very civically minded and education minded.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that, again, is happening when that folks maybe if they want to pop in and
that's
check it out.
That's going to happen at 10:15 this Friday, Marquette Senior High School's Little Theater. Little Theater seats about 180 folks, so we have plenty of room to certainly have a local community audience to show up and see that. We don't necessarily have an end time because I don't know if we know exactly how long those speeches are actually going to last and how long they'll go for.
But it certainly is a great opportunity to come out and see what the kids are talking about. A couple other things that are going on in Marquette Area Public Schools is at this time of year, concerts and stage productions. Yeah. What's the latest?
I'll keep it simple today. Obviously, I could go on and on with that list, but a couple things coming up in the immediate future. This weekend, this Saturday, matter of fact, we have the Nutcracker performances, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock at Kauffman Auditorium. Following weekend, Sounds of the Holidays with the Marquette Symphony, 7:30 p.m. on December 8th. So love to have the community come out. Certainly, as a parent community member, if you want to come see some of the school concerts, those will be taking place the entire month of December as well. They're on the MAPS website. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you're so inclined, download the Marquette Area Public Schools app on your Apple or Android platform, and all that information can be found there as well.
That's the comments of Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.